At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A voter education campaign failed to prevent confusion about the state's voter ID rules ahead of last November's general election. That's according to a study by the University of Houston. Christina Martinez has more.
A court last year found the state's strict voter ID law discriminated against minority voters, and the Texas Secretary of State's office had to spend $2.5 million educating Texans about the relaxed rules. But nearly 60% of non-voters researchers surveyed believed everyone who showed up to the polls had to bring approved photo ID. They didn't know they could bring alternative documents under the court-ordered fix. Also, Latinos were less likely than non-Hispanic whites to accurately understand the requirements. University of Houston researchers couldn't analyze how the Secretary of State's office spent money on voter education efforts because the agency won't release details about it. The study's findings come after a state judge ruled once more that Texas lawmakers intentionally discriminated against minorities with the voter ID law. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
A state Senate hearing is expected to begin in about a half hour on a bill to abolish Dallas County schools. The agency provides transportation services to 12 North Texas school districts, but in recent years, DCS has been accused of financial mismanagement, unreliable service, and dangerous driving. When he unveiled Senate Bill 1122 in February, Dallas Republican Don Huffines called the agency antiquated and fiscally reckless.
The time for reform is long since gone. The situation is very dire. Without legislative action, the collapse of DCS will pull the rug out from under students and schools, leaving them with a potentially costly and unexpected ill-timed transition to find another bus provider.
Huffines wants to replace DCS with a dissolution committee. It would pay off the agency's debts and then shut down DCS by September of next year. DCS officials say the bill would take away millions of dollars from public schools. An 18-year-old charter school is about to shut down in southern Dallas. The state says Focus Academy has failed to improve bad ratings 3 years running, but the school wants a reprieve after taking in kids from another charter school that shuttered 2 years ago. Bill Zeeble reports as part of our American Graduate Initiative.
Several hundred Focus Academy students chant "Save Our School" at the raucous Friday after class rally at the charter's campus, a converted strip mall at Ledbetter in Hampton. The demonstration was organized by Leroy and Yvette McClure, the husband and wife team who run the school. They want the second of three strikes in a row to be lifted. Leroy, Focus's founder, says his charter took in 75 prime prep kids when that school closed 2 years ago. As a result, he says bad grades from those students led to Focus's failure that year.
And so we're asking to waive that particular year. And we believe that if the legislators would really look into what happened that particular year, that there's a possibility that they have the authority to waive strike two.
Texas Education Agency spokesperson Dieta Culbertson says, wait a minute.
They've already offered to close voluntarily, and then the commissioner approved that. He's accepted their request to close.
That fact aside, 18-year-old senior Chauncey Brown understands the argument that puts blame on the prime prep transfers. After all, he was one of those kids.
That could be true. It was a tough transition at first, but I mean, now it's kind of been mended. So, you know, you had kids coming in from another school, you know, kids that were here already, you know, kind of comfortable. We had to adjust and get to know each other. So I think now we've grown into one family.
Other families with kids still enrolled in Focus will face headaches if it closes. Lakeisha Kelly brought her two children here from a Dallas ISD campus because that school held one of her kids back. She doesn't want to return to the Dallas district.
It's scary. It's very scary not to know where your kids are going to go. It's very scary. It's like, what are we going to do? Where will these kids go? I have no idea. I've been over here about 2 years, and I like the school. It's close. It's convenient, and I don't know.
Neither do Desmond Kraut or Kirstie Showers. Their kids are in Focus pre-K and third grade. Kraut says his children benefited after they moved here from Faith Family Academy, another charter.
You know, with taking children out of one school and putting them in others, it really stops the process of their growth and learning. And, you know, at some point, it has to be some type of stability.
Kraut is still studying his options, choosing to wait, and as he says, keep hope alive. That alone may not do it, says David Dunn. He runs the Texas Charter Schools Association and supports the state's three-strike law now taking aim at Focus Academy. Since the law took effect 4 years ago, Dunn says 30 charter schools across Texas have closed.
We're not in the business of protecting schools that aren't meeting the needs of kids. The education of our youngsters growing up is just too critical a state responsibility.
Focus is now set to close at the end of the school year. Parents can then choose another charter or a district school. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
The Mooney Foundation in Galveston has offered $12 million to help the AT&T Performing Arts Center in Dallas pay off its $27 million debt. And if the City Council renames City Performance Hall to Moody Performance Hall, the foundation will give another $10 million to establish a grant program for small and emerging arts groups in the city. Jennifer Scripps directs the Dallas Office of Cultural Affairs.
It gave confidence to other philanthropic entities that we were all in it together, and that's a really encouraging sign. You can give a lot of the small arts groups that were very vocal credit. They were heard.
Smaller arts groups have long complained the city and donors fund larger institutions like the Performing Arts Center at their expense. If the grant program is established, groups with budgets less than $1 million will be able to apply annually for as much as $25,000. The Dallas Cultural Affairs Commission will discuss this Thursday. In the forecast, expect a high near 73 today, 63 degrees now in Dallas, 62 in Fort Worth.